Hello and welcome to the Wallops Island Report. I'm Robin Rothschild. My guest today is Amy Davis. Amy is Program Manager of NASA's Robotics Alliance at Wallops. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
So let's get right into this. What is it, if anything, is new for 2014 at the robotics program?
Well, Robin, we have some really exciting stuff going on this year. The first robotics season officially kicked off on January 4th, Saturday, and we had an event out at NASA Wallops Visitor Center. But this year, we have four teams on the Eastern Shore that NASA Wallops Flight Facility is sponsoring. And those teams are representative of the four counties around Wallops. So we have a team in Northampton County, they're the Shorebots. We have a team in Accomack County, and they're the Carbonauts. We have a team in Worcester County, and they're the Titanium Rex. And then we have a team in Wicomico County, and they're RoboSpectrum. So it's a really great representation of the students in our area.
So, Amy, last year, correct me if I'm wrong, you sponsored one team. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we have traditionally just sponsored one team. However, this year, after watching the teams interact with each other over the past couple of years, the students, the teachers, the mentors, it was very apparent that these teams were all definitely worthy of being sponsored by NASA. One of the things that really stood out is that the students interacted very well with each other. So if one team had difficulty in an area, say programming, another team stepped in and came over and helped them. We had one team that actually loaned out a prototype robot to another team so that they could compete in an off-season competition. So that team took the robot, made it their own, went to this off-season competition in Baltimore, and actually was on the second place alliance for the event. So it was really neat, and you couldn't tell which students were from which teams because they were all excited for each other, and that's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
You know, it's funny because talking prior to our interview now, you were mentioning that the robotics program is so it really teaches these students lessons that you need to use in everyday life.
Yes, the program really aids in teaching students life skills that they can carry along with them besides the overall gracious professionalism and cooperation, which essentially means that the students are going to work together in a professional manner. They're going to do everything they can to help other teams be successful so that no matter what, when they go to competition, when they win, they're going to know that they won because they actually beat a team that was really worthy, put up a terrific game. But the other thing is that while these students are building robots, they're learning to use tools that are really handy in the job world. So, for instance, we have teams that are using 3D printers. And in order to use those 3D printers, students are generating CAD drawings of electrical systems, mechanical systems. They're actually designing their robots in three dimensions on a computer. And from that drawing, they're taking that and they're making parts on a 3D printer. They're building their robots, and it's such a valuable tool. The software that they use is currently used in industry and at NASA as well. The students are also learning how to operate CNC machines, how to use power tools. So if you can imagine, a lot of these students now are very desirable.
Yes.
For being picked up for summer jobs, summer internships. These students really stand out because as members of the teams, they take on leadership positions as well.
You know, and I would think that having some of these skills to use some of the machines and the software programs especially, how often can a company go to a high school student and say, okay, you're going to get an internship and you're not just going to be licking envelopes.
Exactly. Exactly. The students don't sit in a corner and read a book all summer.
Exactly.
These students are ready to go to work. They're ready to make valuable contributions to whatever organization they work for while they're still in high school. And then those skills they take with them to college. So for instance, I have a couple of students that are at college and their first year in college, they started taking CAD classes and they knew how to do everything. Yeah. So now these kids who were far from home are some of the most popular kids in their engineering classes, and they're sharing that information, teaching, and it's a really neat thing to watch.
It is phenomenal. And I tell you, Amy, that is some big news that I found out today that you are now sponsoring, you know, the four counties surrounding Wallops. That is just fantastic. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Real quick, you have a video up of the 2014 game.
Yes.
Which is called Aerial Assist. Can you give the website out? So people can look at that video?
Yes, this video is really cool. The website is www.usfirst.org. Now, when you go to the website, click on FRC for First Robotics Competition. When you come up on the page, there'll be a section there for game details. And there's videos, and this is what the students see when the game's revealed, and it gives them an idea of how they're going to play the game and how they could try to design and build their robots.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Amy, and have a wonderful season.
Great. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Amy Davis, Program Manager of NASA Robotics Alliance at Wallops. Have a great day.